From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Efforts to stop a huge oil leak on the seafloor of the Gulf of Mexico have been set back. NPR's Jeff Brady says an experimental dome designed to contain the leak failed on the first try.
As crews lowered the four-story tall dome over the leak, gas hydrates began collecting inside. That's a slushy mixture of water crystals and gas. They clogged the hole on top and made the device too buoyant to be useful. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says it may take a few days to figure out how to solve that problem.
There are numerous ways to manage hydrates. One is, can you provide heat down at this level so that they don't form, or can you can actually apply methanol is another way to manage hydrates.
Suttle says his company is considering other ways to stem the flow of oil. Meanwhile, an estimated 200,000 gallons of reddish crude is escaping every day. But some experts say there's likely far more oil spilling into the Gulf than that. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Word of the failure to contain the spill comes as dime to golf ball-sized balls of tar began washing up on the shores of a popular resort island at the mouth of Alabama's Mobile Bay. It's not yet confirmed that they are the result of the spill, and Dauphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier says there have not been many so far. But he says any serious oil on the island's beaches could cause tourism problems.
If they can't do that, then that's going to devastate our local economy, our small businesses, and the like.
Collier says he assumes the tar balls came from the spill. Authorities are planning to test them to be sure. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano got a firsthand look at the devastating flood damage in Tennessee this weekend. She's pledging full federal support.
I think Tennesseans can be assured that everybody is really focused on this and paying attention, and now we got to work our way through this.
In Nashville, the damage has been estimated to be at least $1.5 billion after record rains. One of the longstanding members of the U.S. Senate has been ousted by staunch conservatives and the nationwide Tea Party movement. Here's more from reporter James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
Bob Bennett did all he could to salvage his seat in the U.S. Senate. He had Mitt Romney introduce him to delegates Saturday morning at the state convention. And Bennett gave a rousing speech telling delegates, "I hear you." But it was not enough, and it was too late. Bennett had been part of the controversial bank bailout and viewed as part of the same old system in Washington, D.C. Bennett was first elected to the Senate in 1992, saying he favored term limits. The three-term incumbent seemed doomed by the political landscape this year. Tea Party goers banded together, lining up seven GOP contenders against Bennett. Bennett opponents called for fiscal restraint and an end to big government. Surviving candidates Mike Lee and Tim Bridgewater, both newcomers, will face off in a June primary. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A provincial official says a methane explosion that tore through Russia's largest underground coal mine today has killed eight workers and injured 24 others. Itar TASS reports that a second blast has now forced authorities to suspend rescue operations because contact with 20 rescuers has been lost. Meanwhile, President Obama says he wants Russia and the United States to work more closely to fight terrorism. A transcript of a Russian television interview conducted at the White House Thursday was released today. The top U.S. official for East Asia and the Pacific will visit military-ruled Myanmar, also known as Burma, tomorrow. NPR's Paul Brown reports this is a second visit in months to Myanmar for Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell. It comes days after the main opposition party disbanded after deciding to boycott upcoming elections.
Campbell will reportedly see the main Myanmar opposition leader, democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi, who's in detention, as well as government officials. The military prevented Suu Kyi's party from taking power after the 1990 Burmese elections. Campbell's visit reflects continuation of a new effort by the Obama administration to engage Myanmar's leaders and promote a more open society. And Joshua Kurlancic of the Council on Foreign Relations says engagement is a good thing if only to help alleviate a continuing humanitarian crisis.
The general disengagement with the country has led to major humanitarian problems, and that needs to be reversed, even if you still kept sanctions on certain types of relationships.
The U.S. maintains economic sanctions on Myanmar, though India, Thailand, and China are among countries doing brisk trade with it. Paul Brown, NPR News.
This is Giles Snyder in Washington.